Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8.05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. And the last half of the hour, we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so again, we say welcome to you, especially if you've tuned in this morning for the very first time. We say welcome to you. And we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning schedule. For those of you who've been faithful listeners now for many months and years, we appreciate you. We're grateful for you. And again, we hope you come back each and every Sunday morning. Let a friend know that you're listening. Let a friend know that this broadcast is coming each and every Sunday morning at 8:05. And just spread the word, the good word, the good news that Jesus saves, the gospel that saves. And that is the purpose and the reason for being for Gather the Outcast Ministry. There's a couple of ways that you can partner with this ministry. First of all, we ask you to pray for this ministry. We ask you to intercede for not only for this radio ministry and the prison ministry, but also for the international crusades and the mission trips that are being planned at this time. And if you would like to be a prayer warrior and an intercessor for this ministry, just let me know. Drop me an email at pureprairie@hotmail.com. That's pureprairie@hotmail.com. Let me know that you want to be on the intercessor list, and I'll get you an update when we need prayer. I'll let you know what's going on with the ministry. Right now, we've got a very interesting thing going on. We're in the process of bringing an ex-Muslim convert or a Muslim convert to Christianity, to America, to work at a Christian camp over here in this region. And so that's very exciting. This young lady was saved and received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior in one of the crusades I did in Kenya last year in the Nairobi area. And so that's very exciting. We're raising money to bring her over here this summer, this very summer. She's going to work in a Christian camp. And so that is very exciting. If you'd like to have more information about that, email me at pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and I'll get you the information, and you can be a part of bringing that young lady. She wants to be an evangelist. She has been excommunicated or cut off from her Muslim family, and so she's the responsibility now of the Christians over there in Kenya. And so we're just going to bless her by bringing her over here to work in a camp. So you can be on the intercessor list. Again, drop me an email, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Secondly, you can partner with this ministry by making a contribution. We appreciate your support, not only for the radio ministry, but also for the international crusades that are being planned. And we're also in the process of building an orphanage over in West Kenya, in Mumias, a city of 30,000 out in West Kenya. And we have the land procured 10 miles outside of Mumias, very nice 5-acre piece of land that's home to the pastor there, and he wants to give part of this land to the orphanage. And so it's very lush land. They grow lots of different kinds of food there, vegetable crops, sugar cane, avocados, mangoes, papayas, all kinds of fruit there. And so it's very lush, and it'll be a great place for an orphanage for 30 to 40 children. And so if you think you'd like to be a part of that or part in supporting the Africa Crusades, sit down and pray about your part and bring before the Lord an offering. Give, and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, spilling over, it shall be given into your bosom. And with the measure that you measure out, it shall be measured out unto you. And so just pray about your part. Come before the Lord with an offering. Don't come before the Lord empty-handed. And as you bless this ministry, you will be a part of it. As you bless this ministry, God will bless you, and you will receive the benefits. You will receive the blessing. And so we just invite each and every one of you to partner with this ministry, to keep this radio broadcast going, and also to help fund the Africa Crusades and other endeavors that are taking place in the ministry. You can contact us at Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at gatheroutcast.com. That's gatheroutcast.com. on the World Wide Web, and there is a PayPal button there on the website where you can conveniently and safely make a contribution with your credit card through PayPal. You'll also find on the website audio downloads, video downloads. You'll find prophetic words, dreams, and visions, pictures of past crusades and mission trips. And in addition, the website is linked to a teaching blog, jimrao.blogspot.com. That's jimrao.blogspot.com, a teaching blog where you'll find over 300 teachings now on various subjects ranging from gifts of the Holy Spirit, spiritual warfare, sexual immorality, prophetic dreams and visions, and other subjects that will be of interest to you. And so check it all out. It's all free. We don't charge for anything. The teaching blog again, jimrao.blogspot.com, and the website, gatheroutheoutcasts.com, and the mailing address, box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Well, we're going to have a teaching here in just a minute, and the teaching is on encountering various trials. So turn in your Bible to James 1. James, that little book that is so power-packed and full of good teaching. We're going to start there in just a minute, right after our prayer time. And James is a half-brother of Jesus, and there's so much good in the book that he wrote, so much good instruction, so we'll start there right after our prayer time. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings of being able to come here on the radio this morning and speak your word, speak your truth. Lord, I pray for each and every person out there listening today that they would acknowledge you, that they would come to a saving knowledge of you, a repentance and a saving knowledge of you. Lord, we ask you to meet them wherever their needs are. We ask you to meet those who don't know you with the piercing of the Holy Spirit of their heart, Lord, that they would come to know you. We pray for those that need healing. We pray for those that need spiritual encouragement and admonishment. And we pray for those who are bound up in addictions, Lord, that you would deliver them and set them free. And we thank you again for the provision for this radio broadcast and for the opportunity that you've given us, this open door to come into the hearts and lives of those out there listening today. Lord, we pray for those in the prison that you would be with them, strengthen and encourage them. And we pray for our government. We pray for our president, the Supreme Court, the Congress. We pray for our troops overseas. Lord, we ask you to give all of them wisdom and encouragement. And we pray for the president to bless him and watch over him, to protect his family. Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit would pierce him and that his heart would be turned to you, quickly to you, Lord. And we thank you for protecting us from our enemies, from the enemy within, the terrorists, and the enemy without, the enemies of this nation. Lord, we pray for this city, that it would be a city of refuge, and we ask you to bless the city and the churches, the families. Lord, we pray for the economy, that there would be jobs here in this place, for safety here, for good police force and fire protection. Lord, we just thank you for all these things in our city. Lord, we pray for the provision for the orphanage in Kenya, and we pray for the provision for the crusades coming up over there, and we just ask you to bless them and bring the provision, Lord, that is necessary. Lord, it's your program, it's your plan, and so we just lay it all at your feet and ask you to provide for it. Lord, we thank you again for this radio broadcast. We thank you for your word that teaches and instructs and reproofs and rebukes us. And Lord, we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. If you have your Bible there this morning, turn it to James 1, and we're going to talk about encountering trials. And, of course, we all have trials in our life. We all have persecution in our life. We all have times when we think the Lord is not on our side, that he's on somebody else's side. And there's times when we want to throw up our hands and we just say, Lord, where are you? How long are you going to come to deliver me of this trial? And I believe, brothers and sisters out there today, there's some people listening who need this message very bad. You're in a, you might say, a world of hurt, a world of pain, And I know that when you're in that place, it seems like every minute ticks by very slowly, and every day seems like an eternity. And the Lord is just saying to you today, hold on. The Lord is saying to you today that He is coming to deliver you, and He wants to give you patience. He wants to build endurance in you. And so for those of you out there today who feel like you're being persecuted unduly, or you're in a lot of trial or pain or persecution, the Lord is just saying for you today, this message is for you. And I want to encourage you. I want to strengthen you with the Word of God today, and just let you know that God loves you. He cares about you. He knows every detail of your trial. He knows every detail of your struggle. And so He is there for you. And if you'll just be faithful and hang on, if you'll just keep praising the Lord and keep blessing Him, then He is going to be faithful and true to deliver you from the battle that you're in. Well, in James 1, it tells us here, James, a bondservant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And then James goes on to say, but if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Let him ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. And let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Well, back to verse 2, it says, consider it all joy, brethren, when you encounter various trials. Well, I know that that is a lot easier said than done. I know that's not an easy thing. When you get burdened down with trials, when you get burdened down with persecution, or maybe the boss at work is on your case all the time, or you have some kind of an affliction, arthritis or cancer or some kind of physical ailment, or you have an addiction, pornography or cigarettes or alcohol, or some kind of an addiction that you just stumble over, you keep going back to over and over again, and you can't seem to get deliverance from it. I know it's not easy to say, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, and yet that is what God wants you to do. He wants you to keep thanking Him in the face of various trials. He wants you to keep praising Him, even when you don't see any daylight, even when you don't see any deliverance, even when you don't see your change coming, and it's not even on the horizon. God wants you to keep praising Him. He wants you to keep thanking Him and just rejoice in the fact that He's given you another day, and thank Him for even the little tiniest thing. Just be thankful for the air that you breathe, for the sun that comes up over the horizon in the sun up each and every day, and just be thankful to the Lord for food on your plate and friends if you have some, and we just say thank you, Lord. And that is the way, brothers and sisters, that is the way that you get on top of various trials. You just have to keep thanking Him, and you say, consider it all joy. Lord, I don't see that this is the job that you had for me, Lord, but it's better than no job at all. Lord, I'm not in perfect health. I've got pain in my body. I've got affliction in my body, but Lord, I'm upright and I'm moving around and I'm doing okay. Lord, I want to get set free from this addiction, but God, by your strength, I'm going to get set free. And so if you just keep considering it all joy and thanking the Lord, praising Him, then God will deliver you. He will give you that perfect result. Verse 3, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Well, Hebrews 11:6 gives us an interesting scripture. It says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For those that come to Him must know that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so if you continue to diligently seek the Lord, if you continue in your pursuit of Him, if you continue to seek His face, then you are stretching your faith. You're using that little mustard seed of faith. For without faith it is impossible to please God. So God has measured out to each of us a little mustard seed of faith. And brothers and sisters, when you use that faith, when you stretch that faith and keep believing, even though you haven't seen, when you keep believing in Jesus Christ, even though you've never seen him, when you keep believing in your deliverance, even though you haven't seen a sign of it or a change in your finances, even though it hasn't come yet, you keep believing him and you keep praising the Lord. It says the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And so when your faith is tested, you put your faith into action, you stretch your faith, and it produces endurance or perseverance. And let that endurance have its perfect result, or let that perseverance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And so that is God's will, is that you be perfect and complete. Romans 8:29 tells us that those that he foreknew, those that God foreknew, he predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. And so God foreknew you. He knew all of the trials and tribulations that you were going to go through. He knew every detail of your life. He knew the number of days of your life, and he knew that you would succumb to certain temptations. He knew that you would choose certain temptations in certain situations, and all of those God uses to bring about the perfect result. All of the trials and temptations are used by the Lord God Almighty to bring about the perfect result in your life, which is to make you like his Son, Jesus Christ. And so as you go through life, you're going to encounter all kinds of trials and tribulations. Maybe you weren't a Christian and you didn't notice that you had trials and tribulations. I don't know. But when you came into the Christian life, then it seems like all of a sudden the devil wants to take you down. He wants to take you out. The attacks come from the right. They come from the left. They come from the top and the bottom. And God will strengthen you so that you will have the perfect result, that you will be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And God's will is that you be conformed into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. That is why he gives us trials and tribulations. That is why he allows trials in our life, so that we can be strong in our faith, that we can stretch our faith, that we can be tested, and that we can become more like his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, we're in a spiritual battle, brothers and sisters, and the battle is becoming more intense each and every day. We're in the birth pangs, the time of sorrows, Matthew 24:8. And so as the time of sorrows, the time of birth pangs gets more intense, as the end day of Jesus Christ's return draws near, as it gets more intense, you're going to be tested more in your faith. You're going to be stretched more in your faith. You will be asked to do more for the kingdom if you are a believer, and if you're not, you will be tormented until you say yes to Jesus Christ. You will be harassed by the Holy Spirit until you say yes to Jesus Christ. And so the spiritual battle is heating up. We just saw the last 30 days, the spiritual battle over the heart and soul of America. And this battle is also heating up, and it's going to get more intense in the days ahead because of America's desire to serve the devil and to proceed with abortion and proceed with homosexual marriage and to proceed in turning its back on Israel, all of these things. The battle over the heart and soul of America is going to get more intense, brothers and sisters, and you're going to be caught up in this battle. You're in it, whether you like it or not. And so I would suggest you get your feet on the rock, Jesus Christ. I would suggest that you seek him with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul, and that you come to him with all the love. And when you do that, then God will be with you there in the battle. He'll set your feet on a large place. He'll set your feet on a rock and on a firm foundation, and you will be drawn up out of the battle and into the victorious army of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Paul talks about this spiritual battle, of course, in Ephesians 6:12, and we're going to start here in 11, and he says, "Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil." And so we know that the devil is scheming against us. We're going to take a look here in just a minute at the book of Job and see how the devil schemed against Job. But Paul says, put on that full armor so that you have protection in the battle, that you're going to be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Then in verse 12, he describes the battle. He describes the demonic kingdom, the forces of the devil. He says, "For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." So there he names four different entities: the powers and the principalities, the rulers of darkness, and the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. That is the demonic hierarchy of the devil, and those are his troops, those are his imps, the ones that he uses, the fallen angels that he uses, the demons, to harass and torment you. They are familiar spirits, many of them, to you because of the generations of iniquity and sin in your family that has been handed down. And so this is the nature of the battle, that we're in a battle for the heart and soul of this nation. We're in a battle for the heart and soul of our families. And we're in a battle for ourselves, because the devil never rests. He's always continually trying to scheme against you. He's always continually trying to figure out a way to take you down and rip you out of the kingdom of God. And so you need to be armored up. You need to take on the full armor of God. Verse 13, Paul says, "Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm." Well, this is the evil day. Every day becomes a little more evil. And if my people who are called by my name, if we don't pray, and if we don't seek his face, then it's going to be even more evil. The church praying, the Holy Spirit of God indwelling in church people and Christians all across this land, we're what is holding back the devil. We're holding back the evil day, so it's no worse than it is. And I would admonish you, I would encourage you, brothers and sisters, to continue to pray. I would encourage you to seek the Lord with all your heart. I would encourage you to spend time in studying God's Word so that you know His will for your life and His will for this nation. And if you resist in the evil day, having done everything, then stand firm, Paul tells us. And so it is up to us, brothers and sisters. This is the reason I come on the radio every Sunday, is to encourage you to stand firm in that evil day, to resist, and to have done everything then to be armored up and be prepared for the battle that we are in here in this nation. Well, Peter in 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And so the devil is on the prowl. He's looking for victims that he may devour. He's looking for someone to devour. He's looking for you. He's looking for me. He's looking for pastors. He's looking for leaders. He's looking for men of God and women of God, leaders in their homes, leaders in their communities. And so the devil is having a heyday here in America with divorce and with addiction, with drug addiction and alcohol and pornography. And so it is up to us, brothers and sisters, as children of God, to pray and intercede for this nation, and pray and intercede for your family. Well, turning back to the book of Job, I want to take this up, and we're not going to have a lot of time to look into this, but I want you to know that Job was a blameless man in verse 1. The reason God chose Job for this particular trial and tribulation, and Job suffered, as you know the story, Job suffered more than probably any other person on the face of the earth. He suffered immensely and in immeasurable ways. The Lord allowed the devil to take 10 of his children and all of his livestock, and yet he was a blameless man. He wasn't being punished because of his sin. He wasn't being punished because he had hidden sin or iniquity in his life. He was just chosen by the Lord because he was a blameless man, and the Lord knew that no matter what the devil threw against Job, that Job would not curse God. The devil knew that if he came against Job, he would likely get Job to curse God. But God knew his servant Job. God knew his heart, and he trusted that Job would stay with him. He trusted that Job would not curse him, that Job would not turn against him. And so this struggle, this battle, this epic battle over Job's heart and soul plays out in the chapters of the book of Job. Verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz, his name was Job, and this man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil. And he had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and his possessions were many. Now in verse 6, there was a day when the sons of God, that is the demonic angels, the sons of God, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "Where do you come from?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse thee to thy face." And then the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not put your hand on him." So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord. Well, there, brothers and sisters, is the setup for the epic battle over the life of Job. And Job had no idea what was coming. He was a blameless man. He was saying his prayers when all of a sudden all this bad news came, all of this news of the loss of his livestock, the loss of his servants, the loss of his children. And yet I know that God trusted the fact that his servant Job, because of his heart, because of his blameless and upright heart, God trusted the fact that his servant Job would not turn against him, that his servant Job would not betray him, would not desert him. And Job trusted the Lord his God, even in spite of trials and tribulations that none of us will ever see. None of us will ever see the depth and the breadth and the scope of the trials and tribulations that Job encountered. And yet, each of us has trials and tribulations that are unique to our life, that sometimes we buckle under, we can't stand up under them, and yet we know that God is there with us, that God is beside us even when we can't see him. Sometimes we can't feel him, sometimes we can't see him, sometimes we don't even know for sure that he's there, but you just keep acknowledging, Lord, that you have my back, that you have my best interests in your hand, that you care about every detail of my life. And when you do that, when you keep praising him in the midst of the storm, then God will be faithful and true to deliver you. Well, Job wraps it up, this first chapter in Job, verse 20. Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground, and he worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. Well, I hope that's your story, brothers and sisters. I hope that you will not sin and you will not blame God. I hope that you can fall down on your face and worship, even in the midst of the greatest trials. I hope you can worship the Lord, and I hope you can say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gives and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." If you'll do that, if you'll continue to praise him, even in the midst of the greatest trials, God will deliver you. And brothers, this is not our home, and sisters, this is not our home. We are just passing through this place, and so no matter what comes your way, no matter what persecution and trials and tribulations befall you, the greatest is yet to come, and that is life eternal with the Lord God Almighty and with Jesus Christ, his Son. Well, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do that today. Say, "Jesus, I want to serve you. I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be my Lord." And if you'll do that today and invite him into your heart, he will be faithful and true to save you. Follow that up with immersion baptism, and you will be blessed to know that Jesus Christ has your place. He has your mansion built in heaven for you to dwell for all eternity. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Have a great week. Tune in again next week.